This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. Russell Talk in the D with Martez starts right now. This is Wednesday night. This is 5 p.m. Eastern time, and this must be Russell talking to D with Martez. I'm coming to you live from the Open Talk 313 The Flash studios right here in Detroit, Michigan. Want to thank everybody for listening. We got a good show for you tonight. Got a special interview coming up tonight with Mr. Tuz, who's the host of the Degenerate Sessions. Again, I'm going to be talking to Tuz, the host of the Degenerate Sessions. He's also a commentator. He's a journalist. He's a podcaster. You name it, he's doing it. And I'm looking forward to having that conversation with him. And I always try to bring unique people onto this show because I feel like nobody want to hear me talk all the time. I feel like people may get tired of hearing my voice, so. I don't mind putting people over. I don't mind putting the spotlight on other people. And this is what Russell Talking to D is about. Yeah, I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling good. Life is good. I want to pause and thank God because I understand without God, there's no me. You know, say what you want about God, if he's real, if he's not, I don't care. I got to give thanks to the big man upstairs. For doing what he does on a regular basis for me. Before Mr. Tuz come on tonight, there won't be a huge dialogue tonight regarding the things of wrestling, you know, because I got an interview tonight, so I won't be dialoguing about current topics in the world of wrestling too much. But since I got this little bit of time before he calls in, I might as well talk about Becky Lynch. We all know the news that came out Monday night. Becky Lynch, she's pregnant. Okay. First of all, that's life. You know, women get pregnant. You know, and sometimes I feel like we have too much access to these people. Sometimes I feel like we want to know about every little thing that these professional wrestlers are doing, which is quite frankly none of our business. You know, the reason I'm saying this because, you know, you guys might think I'm wrong with saying this, but a lot of these wrestling fans, man, they take things too serious. You know, I've seen people calling Becky Lynch stupid. Why did she get pregnant? You know, she's selfish. Good God, she's a human being, you know? Number one, she can't wrestle forever. No one can wrestle forever, you know. We've seen people end their career early just to pursue other projects, you know. I mean, we've seen people end their career early because of injuries. Sometimes things like that happen, okay. You know, things come up, you know, and you have to adjust with what comes up. And that's exactly what Becky Lynch is doing. She's pregnant. She like her life is different now. Her life will never be the same from this day forward. Okay, and I don't know how you feel about her, but she's one of my favorite gimmick. She's one of my favorite characters. She's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. I think she was sensational when she came out with this new persona, this Stone Cold CM Punk style of a persona, in my opinion. I think she did a good job with this persona. Now, I do feel like WWE kind of made her a little bit stale along the way. You know, towards the end of it, I feel like WWE kind of oversaturated us with her. But at the same time, you know, I think that's one of the – she did one of the best how should I put this? She had one of the best gimmicks ever, you know. And I love Becky Lynch. You know, I'm a ride or die with Becky Lynch and things of that nature. But this is Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez. Tonight we got a few shows after this show. We have coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, it's My Two Cents on Wrestling with Jed Williamson and Al Miller. That's coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern time, we have Talking with Tisha from the D. She's going to be coming up tonight with another sensational show. All right, Mr. Tuz has called in, the Tuz. I hope I'm saying his name right. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to say his actual name or his nickname, so I'm just going to call him the Tuz for now. I guess he'll correct me once he comes on the show. But I always say this, okay? No one has to accept your invitation. It could be an invitation to a birthday party. It could be an invitation to a graduation. It could be an invitation to an anniversary. No one has to accept your invitation. So I'm always thankful when people accept the invitations that I send out, invitations that we send out to have them on the show. You know, he could be doing anything else, but he said yes. So I want to thank him before he comes on. He's a commentator. He's a journalist. You know, he's a radio host, podcaster, you know, among other things. Definitely want to get into a lot of things with him with this short time that we have with him. But before we bring him on, we want to get him a proper intro, okay? We like to get him a proper intro on Wrestle Talk in the D. So after the intro, we're going to bring on the Tuz. Ladies and gentlemen, after a long intro, we want to welcome Mr. The Tuz to Wrestle Talk in the D. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, thank you for coming on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well. Thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for that introduction. You got me all fired up there.
Oh, yeah. We like to give you the first-class treatment when you come on to this show. So thank you for not – sometimes people think it's too long, but thank you for accepting it, man.
No, I was jamming out. I think that was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Want to get right into it. I'm glad I stumbled across you, man, because, you know, you seem pretty interesting. You know, you have a lot going on, so I feel like – it's cool that you came on this program tonight, but I want to talk about everything you got going on and what you do. But could you tell me and those that are listening, how did you get started as a wrestling fan? How did you get started enjoying wrestling and liking wrestling, if you will?
Back in the day, when I was a kid, my dad used to put it on, and we went from the Hogan and Macho Man era. I was really young. I was born in 86, so I didn't get to see too much of them till about the 90s, and then I watched their later matches. But I fell in love with Shawn Michaels, which a lot of people did. Being from Toronto, I got hated for that because of Bret Hart and the whole Survivor Series situation. So I get a lot of heat for that, but I do love Shawn Michaels. He was so skilled in the ring, right? And so was Bret. Bret's one of my all-time favorites. But growing up in that era, and then you had the Monday Night Wars, WCW, WWF, and it was incredible time to be a fan. And I was so involved. I used to go to school and get in trouble with my teachers. You know, Stone Cold's words, Rock's, it doesn't matter. I used to say it all to the teachers. So I loved wrestling my whole life, and I finally gave myself courage to pursue it. And I'll be honest with you, it's been a success since I started.
Wow. Like, what do you attribute it? What do you attribute the success from? Like, you said it's a success. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's not where I want to be, but I say success because I'm doing a lot of stuff I want to do, which is promote on social media, grow accounts, interact with people all over the world, with yourself. You guys are from Detroit. So I interviewed Zicky Dice, was my first interview. And to see the community around wrestling is huge. And I just, even if it ended today, I'd be grateful. I'll be honest with you. If it ended today, I'm so happy everybody's given me their time to interview them. And I've had a few opportunities announcing and doing the stage work and learning all the backstage and what goes into the product and how much work there is being done backstage to get ready for the show. And you appreciate it when you're in your environment, right? And you need to have this professionalism, especially around the wrestlers. I'll give you an example on that topic. I was doing an Impact show, Rebel in Toronto, and I was sitting there with LAX, now PMP, Santana and Ortiz, and I didn't bother them at all. I was just grateful to be there, listening to them talk about their matches and gain the knowledge that I did gain from them. So, if it all ended today, I'd be grateful. I'd be honest with you.
Oh, man, that's cool. And let me know if I'm saying your name correctly. We're talking to the Tug. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I'll give you a little quick one on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I was growing up, I used to call the Twos. And then one of my jobs, I met this guy. We became really close friends, and he started calling me the Tuz. And I was like, Mike Boggs, I told him it was the Twos. And he's like, no, from this day forward, you're the Tuz. And here we are 10 years later as the Tuz.
Hey, that's funny how that stuff comes around, like comes full circle, bro.
Yeah, it's organic, right? People make an impact on you, and the more positivity you have around you fuels you for growth. That's how I look at it. So,
come on, I agree with you because there's enough negativity out there. You know, it's always cool when you can be around some positivity. You know, and I feel like that's a game changer when you're positive and you're around positivity. I think that's absolutely a game changer, man.
Yeah, 100%, man. My boys, quick little shoot here. My boys always give me heck right now. They're having fun with me. They put me on blast and stuff for jokes, but it's all fun and games. It's like you said, you need positivity, right? And to put more positive people around you, it creates an environment, and that's why being positive on social media to me is huge, right? Everybody has their opinion, but you don't got to go down that road of negativity to give your opinion on someone else, on someone's wrestling career or a wrestling match. We all have our opinions, and I see a lot of negativity on Twitter. But again, you just ignore it, right? There's a lot of haters out there. You just ignore them.
That's always going to happen, you know. Either way it goes. Yeah. Now the Degenerate Sessions. You know, I feel like that's a cool name. It really is. And I'm not just saying this to butter you up, but I think that's a cool name. Could you talk about that? How did you talk about that? The show, the Degenerate Sessions. How did that all get created?
A few years ago, me and my buddy were gonna start a podcast called The Two Sweet Degenerates. It, for whatever reasons, I won't go into it. It didn't work out. We actually went to the studio. I still have the studio today that I do record my show on. And it didn't work out, whatever reason. I started growing Instagram pages and social media pages. Started working there. I had a buddy, Stefano, who does fantastic artwork. Check him out at Stefano Bove on Instagram. He kept pushing me, make pages. So I noticed there was no really elite page for the Being the Elite. I kept it as a fan page. A lot of people think it's an authentic page. It says fan page. I promote it too as a fan page. I'm on there. So, but I do appreciate all the support, right? Like, it's crazy how fast stuff grows. And that account for me blew up. I did have some dead periods, but it did blow up. And it's really cool that, like, Matt Jackson, Diamond Dallas Page, Nick Jackson, Marty Scurll, they all interact with me. They're not bad guys. They're fantastic guys. And they're what brought me back into wrestling. And I'll be honest with you, the pandemic, I hope everybody's staying safe out there. God bless. Thank you to all the people in medical. My buddy George, he's known as the King, called me. He's like, you want to get this podcast going? I said, yeah, brother, I don't know how to edit. I'll be dead honest with you, Martez. I don't know how to edit. So he called me and he's like, let's do a podcast. We started. I'm like, let's use the Degenerates. He's like, amazing. And I told him I was going to start messaging for interviews. And they started saying yes, the wrestlers. And I had done some previous work with Destiny World Wrestling. Thank you to the Iceman for that, George. He gave me a few opportunities. It was working out, and I was moving along, but then we got hit with the pandemic. So I did upgrade onto upload onto Pro Wrestling Tees with Ryan. Shout out to him at Pro Wrestling Tees. I have my merchandise on there under the Degenerates. I couldn't use the Too Sweet Degenerates because it is too affiliated with WWE. They patented it because of Bullet Club. Remember when the whole Too Sweet was going down? They patented it, so I couldn't use it.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a crazy time. And my buddy called me the King, and that's what he likes to be called. And to him, he pushed me. And him and my buddies kept pushing me. And now I love it. I'll be honest with you. I'm grateful for all these opportunities. I was excited when you messaged me and asked me to be on your show. I'll be honest with you. I get excited for stuff like this. I love talking to people. I love talking about wrestling. I love talking about my journeys and their journeys. And it's a great time for a community right now, minus the pandemic, to come together.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing, right? So that's just the story about the Degenerates, and we keep moving forward, and I'm hoping we get more exposure in the next few weeks. I've reached out to a few new guests that I will have on the show. And once we get back to normal society, we run up and running the podcast up and running, the actual podcast that we'll be putting on YouTube Live. I'd love to have you on the show, brother. So,
thank you, man. Absolutely, we can definitely talk about that. I love to come on for sure.
100%.
A lot of people just they get a chance to listen to the finished product. You know, they get a chance to listen to what we're doing right now, or they get a chance to listen to a recorded product. But what goes into producing and putting on a podcast, whether it's a good show or a bad show? What goes into it that people don't see behind the scenes? What are some of the behind the scenes things that you have to go through?
A lot of editing. My partner does a lot of editing. I help him. I upload the videos usually that I do the interviews with to YouTube, and he takes them down, or I send them to him, and he edits them. We work on thumbnails together. Very positive. We criticize each other. In a positive atmosphere. I'll be an example for you. My outro sucked. My outro for my podcast was terrible a few weeks ago, but I worked on it, and he gave me that feedback. A lot of my friends did too, and you got to take it. You got to move forward with it, and now I feel like it's a lot better. And people don't see behind the scenes a lot of promoting, working with talent, promoting your brand, editing, right timing, not saying like little gestures, you know, clapping your hands, getting away from stuff that makes you nervous, especially on camera. There's a lot of things that people do. Example, I clap my hands in a lot of interviews, and I had to get away from that. But you just got to stay calm. We're all here together, you know what I mean, and working together to build a community, like I was saying. And it's a lot of work behind the scenes. I'll be honest with you. What people don't know is I run 15 Instagram pages. I got a couple buddies that help me, but social media, it's time. You know it. Social media takes time, the right post, the right timing, hashtag, communicating. And that's why I help promote people. I give shout outs all the time. I don't like people charge. I don't charge. We're a community, right? We got to grow together. And right now in wrestling, it's a fantastic time to be a fan. So I love it. I'll be honest with you.
Oh man, I got a lot of respect for you, man. Because 15 pages, man, that's hard. I mean, in my opinion, I would think that would be hard. So I got to give you mad respect on that.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And I'm just starting to learn Instagram. You know, I did all my stuff on Facebook, so now I'm starting to learn Instagram, and it's been a blessing. But I got nothing but respect for you for doing 15 pages. Are you a WWE fan or just an All Elite fan?
I am a wrestling fan.
Okay. Yeah.
I love WWE. I love NXT. I love AEW. A lot of AEW fans. Hold on. Let me back up here. Let me back up here. The Young Bucks and the Bullet Club, Adam Cole, that's the reason I got back into wrestling. That's a whole other topic. There was a dead period. I'm sure you knew of it from 2008 to 12. WWE has great product. They are sports entertainment. NXT is fantastic. A lot of AEW fans put down NXT. You don't need to do that. I watch both. I am a huge wrestling fan, and if you're missing AEW or you're missing NXT, you're missing fantastic shows. This is like the Attitude Era when it was WWE and WCW. Maybe not that high a caliber, but the feel's there. The feel's there. And I love that there's two companies and there's all this competition. And if you're missing NXT, I don't know what to tell you, because Adam Cole, the Undisputed Era, and Johnny Gargano and all the talent there, they're doing incredible things. And so is All Elite Wrestling. They're promoting their young guys, and they have so much talent there. I love Darby Allin. I love Lance Archer. I love and I love Wardlow. So it's a great time to be a fan, and I love all wrestling, even New Japan, Ring of Honor, NWA. I watch it all, brother. It takes up so much time, knowledge-wise, to learn, right, and digest all that knowledge about wrestling and learning all the different products. And there's so many characters out there. I just did an interview with Crystal from the Philippines, and she's fantastic. I just watched some of her matches. And there's so much talent out there, and that's the beauty of it, right? It's for guys like you and me, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I'm loving this conversation, man, for real. I'm loving this conversation. You know, I really am, because you've been a blessing to me right now, man.
Brother.
Like 4 years later, man, there's a lot of things that I still need to correct. You know, sometimes I do the and I don't realize I'm doing it. or sometimes I get excited in an interview that I want to speak over the guest without even knowing. So, hey, I always say I got a lot of learning to do myself 4 years later.
Yeah, me too. I did that too. So I'll go into Ziggy's interview quick, just a little bit, because you said you get you cut them off. I cut him off too. I cut off Ziggy. I didn't mean to. It just sometimes it happens. And he put me on blast right when he jumped in the interview. He's like, "You said you weren't going to be nervous." I'm like, "Man, you're my first interview." And I love Ziggy Dice. He helped me. He helped me grow. And he's such a respectful guy and such a charismatic character.
Yes,
I love his character. I'm not just saying that because we're buddies. He's outlandish, and I'm so happy he became the NWA television champion. And people like that that help you build your confidence, he's like a mentor to me, Ziggy.
Mm-hmm.
And to have someone with that caliber mentor me, it means a lot, man. So shout out to him. He's fantastic. And I feel you, man. I do the same thing. A lot of things I got to grow on. I don't shut up sometimes. I'll be honest with you.
It's okay, man. You got a good voice, man. You do. And we had him on. We had Ziggy on a few weeks ago, and you're right. He is a fantastic guy. I enjoyed him when he came on here. And I said, now, before I get into everything, because I know I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, but as a podcaster, radio host, how do you make sure you don't, how do you protect yourself? And what I mean by that, how do you make sure you're not trying to sound like anybody else? You're not trying to be like anybody else? Because how do you control that?
In the beginning, it was hard. If for people that have out there have watched the podcast or my live interviews on Being the Elite, I wasn't 100% me till about I still won't say I'm 100%. I'm probably at 80%. With you, I'm 100%. This is the first time, I'll be honest with you, I feel 100%. And my mom and my fiance always tell me, be myself. I'm a character. Mm-hmm. My aunt as well. And my buddies, right? And it's hard because once that camera's on you, it's a totally different story. I don't care what anybody says. I was doing an interview with Mariah May from the UK. She's an upcoming wrestler in the UK. And Trish Stratus joined the interview. I'm looking down at this Trish Stratus calm with the check mark. I froze. Like, you know what I mean? So it's you got to be yourself. There are moments that are going to embarrass you, but it's all an entertainment, right? Don't take anything personal. Failures are lessons. Lessons. My buddy Sam taught me that. You're going to fail every day. It's what you do with it. It's what you do with it to succeed and push yourself. And he's another guy that always pushes me. And I'm moving forward with it, and I'm going to keep going with it. And that's it, man. You got to protect yourself, right? You got to stay positive as well. There's so many times, I'll be honest with you. I've made comments on Instagram, and my buddy Mike again's like, Dom, take those off. And I'd already taken it off, but I wasn't in the mind frame. He was. And you have to stay calm and cool. What goes on social media, it does not go away. People screenshot that. What's on there is it's on there. You need to protect yourself in that way more than anything, right? And like I said, there's always going to be haters. Always going to be haters out there. But you don't pay attention to them, and you grow yourself, man. You keep growing and doing you. And like I said, keep positive people around you, and you'll succeed. If you want it, you do the work. Like Cody said, if you want it, you grab it. You grab it by the horns, and you drag it. See, there's another time. I'm not shutting up. You got to cut me off.
I love it. You're making my job easier, man. You know. I'm glad you're talking, man. It says here you're a commentator, and we know you're an interviewer, you're an announcer. How did you get into commentating, and how do you like? How is that different than anything else you do, the commentating and the announcing? If I said it all right. Yeah,
I've done announcing twice, commentating. I wasn't commentating the matches. I was doing all the music and behind the scenes. Commentating is my goal. I want to be a commentator on AEW, New Japan, Ring of Honor, anywhere. I just need an opportunity. Somebody gives me an opportunity out there, I'm going to take it. I'm going to run with it. I've done a lot of interviews, plenty now, about 10. To me, that's plenty because I never thought I'd do 10. I got to stop saying And announcing was crazy. George, Iceman, Destiny Wrestling. I don't know if you know Destiny World Wrestling. Pete Dunne and them came out of there. Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate. Marty Scurll wrestles out of Destiny Wrestling, and our champion right now is Josh Alexander, the Walking Weapon. So George gave me a couple opportunities, and I ran with it. I want to thank him for that as well. Made a couple mistakes, I'm not going to lie to you, my first 20 minutes, and then I was comfortable, man, because it's natural. When you want to do something and you really want to do it, it's going to happen, right? Nothing's going to hold you back except yourself. So I ran with it, and now the pandemic hit, and I had an idea to do interviews on Instagram, and shout out to Channing Decker. He does a lot of them as well. I had him on my show, too. He's from Toronto, Greektown Wrestling, and it's fun. It gives people something to watch, and it gives us something to do, right? It's passion, right? And you wouldn't believe me. Well, actually, you believe me. You're in the business of it. This is 24/7. There ain't no 5 p.m. We're going to eat dinner. We're going to go eat dinner, but 5:30, I'm looking what to post, what to talk about next, how we're going to edit, how can we make the thumbnails better. Man. Do we leave volume one as just those thumbnails? My buddy, man. King George, he's so creative that, and so am I, that we're always thinking, and sometimes we're messaging each other, and I'll ignore him till the next day, but it's just because I forgot about the message, and I'm diving so hard into other projects trying to get us work. And it's so fun, man, and I don't wake up tired at all, and it's so motivating. So.
Hey, man, you preaching like we in church, man. I like what you said, man.
Yeah, I'm preaching, man. If you want it, you go get it. Don't tell nobody. Don't let anybody tell you can't do it. The only person that's not going to let you do it is you.
Listen, bro. I mean, and I'm not lying. I'm not fronting. Like, I'm almost want to cry, man, because it's like you speaking to me, man. You know, because sometimes
I'm an emotional guy. Hey, you cry, I cry.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm down with it. Sometimes you may question the journey. You may question the people around you in the journey. You might feel like you're not getting over like everybody else, you know. But I agree, you got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing because, you know, right now, man, you know, and I'm not trying to take the spotlight from you, but like, you know, we are peaking over here. We're peaking, you know. So
that's
I'm glad
amazing.
You said
dude, there's
that.
No spotlight taken. That's awesome, brother. I hope you reach the stars.
Thank you, man. And likewise to you, because. But yeah, but like you said, you know, you got to keep pushing no matter what, man. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, you got to do the work, right? It's all about doing the work, man.
Absolutely. Now, what other projects do you have going on right now? Or do you have anything new that you want the people to know about?
I'll give you a few. I can't talk about some of the confidential ones that aren't confirmed yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I got tomorrow. I'm live with Alicia Tout, the interview queen, at 3:00 on my page. Being the elite, I'll be live with her for about 30-40 minutes. I've always wanted to interview her. She's like the standard for interview, Alicia Tout. To me, anyways, her and Chris Van Vliet. She interviews everyone. She's fantastic. She's at perfection of what she's doing right now, and it motivates me to get there. So I'm really looking forward. Tomorrow's one of my biggest interviews, I feel, in my lifetime, especially to gain knowledge from her as well. But moving on the 19th, I got Moonshine Mandel. If everybody check him out. He's an independent wrestler, giant guy, awesome, big guy. One of my favorites to watch in the indies. The 20th, I'm going live with JB Toys. I'm not sure if anybody knows him. He's a big collector on Instagram, JB Toys. So I'm going live with him on the 20th. And Monica, I'm going live on the 21st, another independent wrestler. So you can check us out there. I'm not going to give too much away.
Yeah.
I got a couple WWE stars that might be making an appearance on the show. If I do, I'll let you know. And we can roll from there, my brother. But I do have a couple other projects going on, too. I mean, I'll give you guys one of my Instagram pages I'm growing that nobody knows it's me, not even my friends. I run the Firefly Funhouse. I run the Firefly Funhouse page on Instagram. It's got about 1,200 followers, I think, or 1,100. I don't get to work on it much because I have so much going on right now, but I do have a few secret pages, and I have 1,084. And it's not a lot, right? Numbers to me, like you said, right? People go down a road that when it crashes, I'm not there for that. I'm here to have a good time. I'm having fun with my friends. I'm meeting so many wrestling fans and so many wrestlers that I've been watching for years, and I get to have a conversation with them. You know what I mean? It's an unbelievable feeling, man. Even talking to you in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you this now, actually, before I forget. I'm a Detroit Red Wing diehard fan, and I'm in Detroit every year, except this year. I'm a big Red Wing fan, even right now when they're bombing. I love Detroit, so I just wanted to let you know that. And like I was saying, it's just growth, man. I gotta keep growing on the projects and working on myself and my partner, one of my partners as well. I got a few partners, to tell you the truth, that we do different things, T-shirt designs, all that stuff. But there's just so much going on, and I love it, right? And we got to go back to work. I'll be honest with you, I'm a store manager, man, in the retail world, and it's about 45 hours that job. So it's gonna be a hard balance, and plus I'm engaged and I love my girlfriend to death, and it's gonna be rough. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I want some kitties, you know. I need a little Seth Rollins, a little Adam Cole, little AJ Styles in my life.
I feel that, man. You know. But I know you can handle it, man. You're poised, man, for greatness. I can see it already, man.
Thanks, brother.
I can hear it already, I should say. I want to say thank you for coming on, because we only work with a short amount of time. I want to appreciate you for taking this time out, because you could have said no, man. You know, you could have decided to say, hey, I don't know you. I'm not coming on your show.
I'm gonna say one last thing to everybody out there. Never say no. Any press is good press. Any time any show you get asked to go on, you go on it. You work with everybody. That's how I feel anyways about the whole situation. It helps everybody in the end. So it's a win-win.
Hey, absolutely. You know, networking is good too. And hopefully you'll come back on in a few months or a few weeks.
100%, my man. Thank you so much for having us. Check us out at the Degenerate Sessions on YouTube, Instagram, my Being the Elite fan page, and make sure you follow Open Talk 313, The Flash.
Oh, I love it, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, y'all go check
it out.
I got
you, my man.
Let me give you some cheesy applause before you leave, Mo, all right?
100%, brother. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, man. Have a good night, and be
God
safe
bless.
Out there.
Thank
I'll
you.
Talk
safe.
To you on the back end.
Take care. Stay safe, brother.
All right, there you have it, the Tuz. I mean, I think he's a sensational gentleman. I want to thank him for joining the show. Honest to goodness, honest to God, you know, I feel like he's going to go up in the world. He's gonna continue to grow. He's going to continue to go to the next level, go to new levels, if you will. But that's why I always like talking to people in this industry and people outside this industry that have things going on. You know, it's not about me on Russell Talking to D. It's about you, the callers. It's about the people that I interview. It's about you all. This show was created to put people over. This show was created to put the spotlight on anybody that steps on this platform. So I want to say I want to thank the Tuz, and I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I want to thank Stacey Sparkles for being a great supporter. I really want to thank her. She's a special gal. And because this is my show, I want to take this time out to thank her. Because nobody has to support you. Nobody has to be genuine, because there's a lot of fake, a lot of phony, a lot of backstabbing people out in the world, wicked people out in the world. And she's been a great supporter of this platform, as well as Antoine. The Coco T. Ware, I want to thank him. He's been a genuine brother, a great brother. I want to thank him for coming on to the show and always encouraging and always supporting. This is Martez, and this is Russell Talking to D. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Have a good night.